But you have a staff Lamed Dalet, and we are on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis by the Mishnah. And we didn't do it justice yesterday, but the sugyas of Shechita Lavavodahi, you know, is something that not Shechita Lavavodahi, related to Shechita Ksheir Bazar, that is something that is crucial, but it could be that this Gemara that we had yesterday plays an important role with it, in that the Gemara discusses this sugya of Dechiya B'Shabbos and Shechita by a Zar. Okay, anyway, let's get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us the following case. We continue the sugyas of Ein Isser Chalal Isser as we had yesterday. The Mishnah says, if you have a regular case of Yibum, but they are... actually, before we get back to the case of Yibum, a regular case of two men, there were Mekadish two women. Shnayim Shekitru Shtei Nashim, V'Ubishaz K'nisazon L'Chuppah, Hechlifu Eshal Zel Azeh V'Eshal Zel Azeh. After K'nisa L'Chuppah, they get mixed up, and they each live with the wrong wife. Harei l'chayav misha meishas ish. Then they are both chayav meishas ish. Right, kedushin has already been done. V'ma yuha achin, and if they are brothers, misha meishas ach. So then it is a double avera. Eishas ach. V'ma yu achios mishum isha elachosa. A triple avera. Achos isha. If this was done b'shogeg, there were three krisus, meaning three karet, three chataos. V'ma yu nidos mishum nida. And if they would need us at the time. Umafrishin osan shlosha chadashin, shema mubarosein, separate in the Mishnah. And we separate them. We don't allow the women to be with their real husbands for 3 months, because it could be they are mi'ubaros, they are pregnant, and we have to know if they are mamzerim, rachmana litzlan. What is the definition actually of a mamzer? So that's going to come up later in the Masechta. What exactly is a mamzer? We usually say mamzer is anybody who is born from somebody who is chayvei krisus or worse, chayvei misas bezdin v'chulu. We had once already the shita of Rabbi Akiva that we alluded to, but it's really the main sugya is the Mishnah daf mem tesam and aleph in the fourth parak. The fourth parak starts by the Hashem in on tomorrow's daf lamed hey. Remember the prakim in Yevamis goes zayin vav hey. You have yud zayin chav vav lamed hey. Those are the next three prakim that we know, and then we have parak acholetz, which is a large parak. In that parak, you have the sugya of mamzerus, ezehu mamzer. Ask the Mishnah on daf mem tesam and aleph. What is the definition of a mamzer? Rabbi Kiva says even from chayvei lavin. But our Mishnah does not have to hold that way, because it's saying these more serious isurim that are involved here, and that's why we have to separate them to have havchana, whether to know who is the what their real status is. And if they are ketanos that are unable to have children, we had earlier in the Masechta, Shlosha Mishamshas Bemoch, the Gemara mentioned that ketanos are unable to become pregnant, so then there's no issue of a hafchana, of waiting to determine who is the real father. So b'chzirin asan miyad, then we allow them to return to their appropriate husbands immediately. The Yamshar Shlomo says, what's the double lashon of ketanos and einan ru'uyos leleid? Maybe it could include other women who are einan ru'uyos leleid, like a zakena or an akara. V'mayu kohanos, and if they are kohanos, which means, Rashi says, b'gemar mefarish. Right, kohanos usually means binos of kohanim. That shouldn't make a difference here. It should just mean ashes kohanim. So we'll have to see what the Gemara says. V'maya kohanos nifsulu mena truma. And if they are kohanos, then this act passes them from truma. We'll have to see what if it passes them from anything else also. Good, so that's the Mishnah. Let's get back to the main first half of the Mishnah. That is all of these Isurim. Right, two men got mixed up. They're with wives which are not their own. So the Gemara says, Hechlifo. We say, what does it mean? Hechlifu? They switch them? Like on purpose? They actively switch them? Midi v'rashiyas kinan? Are we talking about Rishayim? What do you mean hechlifu, they switched? Right? The Rashi quotes on Chumash. That was an activity of the Mitzrayim. That was an activity of others. But midi v'rashiyas kinan? That can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. Visu, and also, if you say it's actively hechlifu on purpose, hadatani Rebbe Chiya, hare kan sheshes rechatos. Ibamezid mi'ika karban. Rabbi Chiya said about our Mishnah that there are 16 karbanos that are being brought. Why? Because they're all, let's say each person did four averas. Right? Each person did Ashes Ish and Ashes Ach and Achos Isha and Nida. So each person did four averes. There are four people involved, two men, two women. That's 16 karbanos. But if that's what Rabbi Chiya said about our Mishnah, but if it was Mezid, there's no karbanos. Zero. The E, B'mezid Mika karban. So what's the case of the Mishnah? There are exceptions to the rule that sometimes once in a very, very unusual case that you'd bring a karban for a Mezid. There are certain exceptions. But Kimat, all the time, karbanos are only brought for shogeg. So if Rabbi Chiya said our Mishnah is talking about shogeg, chataos, how can we say achlifu should be taken literally? So Amar of Yehuda, tini hochlifu, you're right, it should be read, hochlifu, were switched. Doesn't mean they did it on purpose. They were switched. Hachinami mistavra, and that makes sense with the next line of the Mishnah. Tiktani seifa, because the next line says, if they're in a situation where they can't have kids, then you don't have to wait. Just let them go back to their appropriate husbands immediately. But v'i b'mezid, misharya. But if they acted b'mezid here, then we wouldn't let him back. Right, we don't let him back. So, doesn't that line of the Mishnah prove that we're talking about shogeg? So Gemara says, no, that line doesn't prove anything. The following line might prove. But that line doesn't prove anything. Why? The case of allowing ketanis to go back? Why? Halo kasha, pitui ketana, ones ninu. For ones be yisrael mishra shari. Whenever a ketana is involved, then any act with a ketana, even if she says she's willing, but we don't consider that ratzon. We consider that ones. Pitu iktana, the seduction of iktana, is not called seduction. It's not called ptitu, it's called ones. That's a major statement. Pitu iktana, ones denu. The ones be Yisrael. And if we're talking about an eshes Yisrael, mishrashari, say for even if it would be mazed, we would say that it would be mutter for them to go back. So therefore, there's no raya from that line. We'll come back to that. Let's just do the next line first. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. That line doesn't prove anything. But the next line proves. The next line helps us to understand that even the Reisha is talking about shogeg. Why? Ela diktani. Mafrichin osah shlosha chadashim. What is the line of the Mishnah? The previous line of the Mishnah. We separate them for 3 months. Shema mu'ubarosein. We don't allow them to go back together for 3 months because maybe she's pregnant. Halav mu'ubaros, but once we see that she's not pregnant, or we would know that she's not pregnant, sharyan, then they would be able to go back. They're not talking about ketanos there, that's gdolos. V'ibe mezid mi shari, elav shma mina, huchlefu shma mina. Okay, so, pitu iktana onesu. So, the way we would understand that is that it is ones across the board, and it's ones for all intents and purposes. The problem is the Rambam. The problem is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam has a much discussed Shita, mostly in Ksubas Daf Tes. That's where the main action is, but this is where the Gemara is. Pituk Tana Onesu, the Rambam says, both in Hilchos Sota and in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Haba Perek Gimel Alach Habez, in Yisurei Bia, Haba Lak Tana Eishas Agadol. Somebody is Mizane with a 10-year-old, right, with a 12-year-old, with an 11-year-old, right, Eishas Agadol. Im kidsha avia, if she was married mi da'oraisa. Kidushe bita, we know da'oraisa. Hare zebechenek, he is chayiv misa. Right, it's considered a ma'isa bia. Vihi ptura miklum, and she's a ktana, so she's ptura. And the next three words, v'ne'esra albayla. Boom. The Rambam says, she is ne'esra albayla, this ktana. Says the Ravid, say all the mefarshim, what is he talking about? Pitu iktana onesu. If it's ones, what, that's only saves her from chi of misa, but it's asas her al baila. How can you say there's an isul baila in that case? Isul baila is only baratzon, not ba ones. And if we say this has the status of ones, how could the Rambam say neseres al baila? So there are two problems. Number one, what's the svar of the Rambam? Number two, what do you do with the Gemara? Right, so how does he get out of that? So there's all the achronim try to figure out what the Rambam is talking about. Maybe Argamar doesn't really mean it. Argamar just means it b'derech dechia. You know, you could say pitu ktana onesu, so the Mishnah is not a foolproof raya. You don't have to say that, but all the Gemara here is interested is not making a statement, but making a dechiyah. That's what some say. The Mishkas Yaakov, the Karliner, suggests that maybe there is a pitu ktana onesu, just means, like we said, formulated it. Maybe just a pter onshin, which is strange because a ktana is ptura even if she doesn't be mazed. Let alone Bishogeg. So it sounds like it's more than that, but that's what it's difficult. The Mishkanos Yaakov has a tshuva in Eben Ezer in Simin Mem Zayin Sheila. B'din Peter Ktana Iyavi Ones Vimzin Satachas Baile Imne Eseres Aleha. If a Ktana, again in the days of old when people got married at a younger age, also is she Eseres Aleha? So he goes through the Rambam and he goes through all the other Rishonim and he says Nireb. The Rambam is against this Gemara. He says maybe there is a Gemara. Maybe there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that supports the Rambam. He tries to go through the Gemara on Daf Nun Hey, and Sanhedrin tries to support. So he says, okay, maybe you could salvage the source of the Rambam. But then he says at the end, Avol Inyan Divrei HaRambam. Let's get to the crux, the Shita of the Rambam, not where he gets it from, but the Shita. Shepasak Tiktanish in Sa Asur LaBayla Nira Barur. Why? Why is it Neseres Abayla if halachically we say it's called Ones? Says the Mishkanos Yaakov, and this has come up in the past, what's the Mechayiv for Isura Labayla? Why do we say a woman is Asura Labayla? Because halachically it's called Maisa Baratzon, Be'isser? Says the Mishkanos Yaakov, maybe not. Kivan sheberatzon beratzon zinsa mitachas bayla karinan bay acharei asher hu tamaa. Says the Mishkanos Yaakov, you don't need an avera to have been done in order to create asur labayla. He says, what's the language? Where do you know that? Where's the source of the Torah of the isur labayla? If a woman is mazana, ashes shizitza, she's asur labayla. What's the source for that? She's called a sota, a sota shizitza. The source for that is by machzir grushaso acharei asher hu tamaa. That pasuk, which teaches me that if a woman gets divorced, marries somebody else, and then gets divorced from that other man, she can no longer go back to her first husband. Right, machzir grushaso misha nises. If she didn't get married to anybody in between, then she could go back. But if she got married to somebody in between, that's called acharei asher hu tamaa. Says the Mishkanos Yaakov, she didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong, and yet she's a asura labayla, her first husband. Why? Because there's a state called acharei asher hu tamaa, separate from any avera being done halakhically, separate from trying to, you know, undermine the relationship. Da'atu hada asira mishub da'avdi isura. Hagrusha shenises. Asura lachzor labayla. After lo avdi isura klau. She didn't do anything wrong. So what do you see from there? Mishum da'at Torah. He says, what does it mean? Pitruk tana onesu da'at Torah. Lohiti loha isur alaktanim. Afilu hachi labayla asira. Da'al kalpanim kavana latseis merishus bayla. Bimachshavta vahutzma'a. Ulafiza Kolshikin Gdolish Zinsa. And he says it's surely in a case of Omer Mutter. We mentioned this in the past. The Maharik, he says, this is what the Maharik says. A Gdola, a woman says, I never realized that Judaism doesn't allow this. Omer Mutter. So in other contexts of halacha, like by Ritzicha, Omer Mutter is considered a shogeg. But here Omer Mutter is a Surah Labaila. Because the Isser, she ain't Isser B'davar, V'omer Mutter, after L'gabi Sharmili, Omer Mutter Chashav Shogeg, Linyin Zech Chashav Mezid, to Hutzma'a, U'ma'ala Bo'ma'al, Kivin Shochach L'shein Zetali B'mashe Avra Avera, V'grusha Tochiach, to lo Avra Avera Klau. And he says, what's my biggest Raya? Raya Brura Lazeh. He quotes Esther Amalka. Esther Amalka, we know Kasher Avadati, Avadati, the Gemara says, now she says, I'm going Baratzon to Achashverosh, so I'm becoming Asura L'ba'ali now. Ask the Mishkanos Yaakov, ask the Maharik. But what do you mean? She's totally ne'ana. She's doing this to save Klal Yisrael. So says the Mishkanos Yaakov, she's doing a mitzvah gedola. But so what? Asura labayla is defined as the act itself, even though she's doing something great. He says, still, that's not totally. Ein zet totally b'isra v'heter kivish es kavna latseis mirishos bayla. Farhuva raya zeh b'shuvas Maharik, heviyu haramao b'shmuel. So that is the defense of the Rambam is still difficult because our Gemara sounds like it is saying a statement across the board, Pitu Ketana Onesu, but this is what the Mishkanos Yaakov says to explain the Rambam. The Maharik himself, we haven't read it in a while, the Maharik is in Kuf Samach Zayin. The Maharik's he has the Shita of Omer Mutter. So his Lashon is, La Aniyas Daiti Nira, De Ein Lazu Din Shogeges. And this is quoted in the Eben Ezer, in the Ramon Eben Ezer, at the end of Eben Ezer, it's him in Kuf Ayin Ches. Says the Maharik, Kivan Shi Miskavenes Limol Ma'al Bi'isha, Umizane Tachtav, Daloksiv, Ish Ish Kisista Ishto Ma'ala Ma'al Bashem. It says Ma'ala Ma'al Bo Ma'al, the husband. Dilashtama Dafka Bimachavenes L'Isser. No. It's not only where you're doing an Avera. The same thing is where you have Kavana, even if you're Shogig Lagabe, the Isser. We're not going to kill you because you're not Chayevas Misa because of Eishes Isha Zinsa if it's Omer Mutter. But regarding the Isser Labayla, that has to do with undermining the unique, special, miuchedes relationship between the husband and the wife. And she did that. She did that here. She violated that unique, special relationship, even if she didn't do an Avera per se, and therefore it would be Neseras Labayla. And then she, at the end, she talks about of Esther and Yael, Eishes Chevri Arkeni, and other related, and other related issues. One other permutation, and does he? I'm not sure. I don't remember if he gets into the Ketana case. I don't know if he gets into the Rambam. I don't think so. I don't remember, but I don't think he gets back to the Ketana case. But one other point: Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezra Chelak Dalid Simin Mem Dalid. Again, a tragic case here. A case of, doesn't go into all the details, where he says, what about if a woman is mezaneh birishus baila? Birishus baila, the husband has no problem with it. The husband even encourages it. Is there an isur labaila there? So what are you undermining? What are you undermining? The husband's like, yeah, please. And the case is a case with a nachri. So the Rav Moshe, the Ann Paskins, that's also isur labaila. Because the husband doesn't have rights to allow that to occur. It's like Masal Mashkasa Torah. The Torah defines marriage in a certain way, and if you want to make a new marriage, right, it doesn't work. Just like if a man tries to get married, Amasha Eina Lach Alai Sherek Susva Ona, whatever it is, doesn't work. You're married and tough luck. So you can't undermine that definition. Avabuv Dezu, and in this case, the woman didn't even want to be bezana. She lo ratzto klalazano, selisha bal hevi anachri lebeso, whatever the case is. Vetzivo leishto she designim chaveiro anachri viyasta ritzono. Vaday einze meila babayla. Aval kvisha shemati amra isha sheyada shasu leisha eshdis lezano sim acher vechulu yishla osra mitzada krada achrei asher hutama'a. Moshe says that that case would also be Nasaris. Okay, let us continue now. Says the Gemara on top. Uman Haitana. So who is the opinion of our Mishnah? De Islay, Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif, Isser Basachas. Remember, what does our Mishnah say? A man can be with a woman and violate four Averas at once. Get the Isser of Ashes Ish, Ashes Ach, Achos Isha, and Nida. All four. So 1 second. We said yesterday, Ain Isser Chalal Isser. So we said, three possible exceptions to the rule. Not all Tanam hold of all of them. Isser basachas, they come at the same time. Isser kolel, where something more things become usher to me. And Isser mosif, more people are included in the isser that I was already usher in previously. So our Mishnah is using all three of those. The fact that you're usher in all four. Where do you have all three of those being used? So Rashi explains, Rashi goes into it. Second line in Rashi. Rashi says, third line in Rashi. Ukshakidesh Ruvain es Rachel Tchila. When Ruvain first marries Rachel, Bakadish Ne'esrela Shimon, Mishum Eishes Ach, or Mishum Eishes Ish. So those two, first comes Basachas when the man marries a woman, and this is now Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach. Continue, and then you're chayav on both. Then we continue, Shimon goes, and then is Makadish Leah, since now he is usher to her relatives, which is Isser Kolel, so he's usher, more usher to that woman, the same woman of his brother's wife. And then still, Adayin, fourth skinny line, Rachel Zumu Teres Leruvain Baila, Shapir Sanida. But still, each husband and wife are mutter to each other. But now, when she's Pirsanida, now she becomes Asr to her husband. Another person involved. So that's an Isser Mosif. So you see, all three are in the Mishnah. So which opinion out there of the Tanaim holds of all three? All three exceptions to the rule that Isser is Chalal Isser in the case of Mosif, Kolel, and Basachas. So, first try. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rebbe Meir Hi. Maybe it's the Shita of Rebbe Meir. Which Rebbe Meir? Ditnan. The Rebbe Meir says in the Mishnah, in Krisus, Yesh Ochel Achila Achaz V'chayev Allah. Somebody could eat one thing. You could eat one Kizayis and get five Averis. Yesh Ochel Achila Achaz V'chayev Allah Arba Chatos V'ashem Echad. Four, and if you do a Peshoge, you have four Karbanos Chatos and one Asham. What did you do? Tamei hit the jackpot in a bad way. Tamei sha'achal chelev v'hu noser minam mukdashin b'yom ha'kippurim. It's Yom Kippur. And you eat a carbon that was left over, right? So it's a carbon that was noser, and you're tamei and it's chelev. So how many averis is that? You have the isser of a tame eating a carbon. You have the isser of eating chalef. You have the isser of eating on Yom Kippur. You have the isser of nosar. And those are the, and you have the isser of me'ila. Right? All five averos you have right there. Me'ila is the asham. Asham me'ilos. And the other ones are carbon chatos, because the other ones are chayve krisos. Those are the five. So you see all of those. And Rashi again goes through how you get to each one. When the animal is born, its chaylev is aser to eat, but it's mutter bahana'a. Mutter bahana'a. Chaylev is only aser to eat, but it's mutter bahana'a. Once it becomes hekdish, right, so then, since now it gets an Isser Hana, Alachela, because it's a carbon, so too, it is also, gets more Usser to the person even to eat, right, and that is Isser Mosif. So then, Havi becomes Nosar, so then, it's Usser even Lagabe HaMizbeach. So that is all, also an Isser Mosif, Rashi says. Then, he becomes Tamei, so now, all carbonos are usher for him to eat, not only this piece of meat. So that's why that's an Isser Kolel. Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur comes. Migu, says Rashi, de mitzar b'chulin. So now, chulin is also an usher to him. So that is also an Isser Kolel. So far we haven't had the last one. Last few skinny lines. Umi de b'chayv le'er rimeir mishum hotza. I'm sorry. Let's do the next line to understand the Bas Achas. Let's do the next line. Rebbe Meir Omer, back in the Gemara. Im Haisa Shabbos, Vahotzio Befiv Chayev. I got number six. What if, as he's eating it, he walks out from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, while it's in his mouth? Right? That's Isser Hotza. Isser Hotza. And therefore, you can be Chayev even for a sixth carbon. Again, Tosa says you can't have swallowed it yet, because then that's not called carrying. I'm not carrying what's in my intestines, right? Maybe what's in my mouth, but that's about it. So if it's in my mouth, it is all usher. And the Rabbanan don't agree to that last one. Amrulo eino min hashem. That's not the same. That's not because of the achila, right? You could be doing 10 averis at that exact moment. That's not the same. It's not mishum shame echad. But now back to the last couple of skinny lines in Rashi. Umi de mechayiv le Rabbi Meir mishum hotzah Shabbos. Since Rabbi Meir asu mishum Shabbos, alma isle iser bas achas chayil. De kishakidesh hayom chalu alav iser achilas yom hakipurim v'iser Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are chal at the same time. So Rabbi Meir, who adds one, so he has even the iser of Basachas. You have all of these there. So our Shita, our Mishnah, is fine. The Shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds of Kolel and Mosif and Basachas. Good. There is a Ksos and a Nesivis that discusses this, and that is, we say all of these Isurim still are existent. Shabbos. Rameir throws in Shabbos. One second, ask the Ksos. Don't we have a principle called Kimle B'Durabaminei? Meaning, if I do a larger Avera, then the lesser Avera is somewhat erased. So, Reb Meir brings in Shabbos. So, fine, the other ones are Chayve Krisus. Chayve Krisus is a machlokas, whether you say Kinle V'Drabamine or not. But when it comes to Chayve Misas Bezdin, you for sure say Kinle V'Drabamine. And the Gemara says in Baba Kama Lamed Hei and Ksubas Lamed Hei, Kinle V'Drabamine even applies Beshogeg. Right, Tana de Bechizkia. So even if we're not going to put the person to death, if somebody's Mechal Shabbos Beshogeg, they don't know it's Shabbos, and at the same time that they're Mechal Shabbos Beshogeg, they're Chayiv Mamon. I shoot an arrow on Shabbos, I don't remember it's Shabbos, and as it's crossing, Rosh Hashanah, there's a Yachid, it cuts through your clothesline and rips your shirt. So I'm putter on the shirt, even though a person's not going to get killed, because of Kimle B'Drabimine, as long as the Chayiv is there. Say, Estixos, if you say that, that wipes out onshim. Does that wipe out karbanos? Chiyuve karbanos? Because now all of a sudden we're bringing in Shabbos. So are we going to say that all these karbanos are still existent in all these cases? What about Kimle B'Drabaminei? So the Ksos here discusses, again, a very important topic within Kimle, and that is, how does Kimle work? Does Kimle totally what we would call a subsuming onesh or a subsuming chiyuv? And it's similar to what we discussed about Einis or Chal Isser. Does it exist, but you're just not going to implement? Or it doesn't even exist. What does Kimle mean? So the fact that it's Kimle, even Bishogeg, makes us think that it's what's called a Hafkas Achiv. It's not even a Chiv of the smaller, because even in the case where you're not going to get the larger punishment, we're still not going to give you the smaller punishment. even Bashogeg. So you might say from that line that the chiyuv of the small one disappears, not just the onesh of the small one. But says the Ksos, here the chiyuv of the karbanos still exists. What's the big nafkamina, you might say? What if there's kimlin and shogeg? Is there a chiyuv latzesi de shamayim? Let's say it was shogeg. I feel really bad. I was b'chal shavas, but I tore your shirt. So I want to pay you for your shirt. If I pay you, is that called payment for the shirt, or is that just some a gift that you're giving to the guy? Is there a chiyuv latzesi de shamayim? So that's what the Ksos discusses in the beginning of Simen Chavches, the Ksos and the Nesivis. In cases where you are putter, is there a chiyuv latzesi de shamayim? He talks about cases of Grumma ben Ezekin. The beginning of the sixth parak in Baba Kama talks about Grumma. So some cases are your chayav b'dei shemayim, your pater b'dei adam and chayav b'dei shemayim. Right? The Gemara gives there's a brayse at the beginning of the sixth parak that talks about what the cases are. So is there a chiyuv l'atzeis b'dei shemayim when it comes to chiyuvim chiyuvim that are not really allowed? What about tfisa? What if the victim grabbed the money? Are they allowed to keep it? Lo mafkinan or mafkinan? So these are all issues discussed where there is no hardcore chiyuv that Beis Din's going to be mechayiv. Do we say that the chiyuv still exists? And he said, can you even be mechalik between the two of chiyuv latzeis b'dei shemayim versus kimle b'drabim b'nei? Right, Rashi has one line in Baba Kama, which he quotes, where he says, Kimle, the chiyuv still exists. But says the Ksos here, it seems like the chiyuv would exist because you're going to be chayiv all of these karbanas. He quotes this Mishnah from Maseches Krisus, and he quotes Rabbi Meir Shita. He says, that's what you see from this case where it seems to still exist. Hecha de kaimalam bedraba minei, rami chiyuva alei, elosh eina bezen onshin, viyu mechuyuv latzeset eshamayim. He says, and therefore, I think that's how this Mishnah would fit into that sugya. Okay.
Is the question here that the concept of kimle should apply even though he's not being killed here? That is a shogeg.
The kimle should apply. We know from elsewhere that kimle applies even where he's not being killed. Yes. Even if he does it b'shogeg. That's clear from other Gemaras. It's called Tana de Chizkia. So if that's true, so then does the chiyuv still exist, or is it totally wiped out? So the fact that there are chiyuvim of chatos sound like it's still there. It sounds like it's still there, even though he's not getting punished, even though he did a b'shogeg. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so far we said our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir Shita, who holds all of these Isurim, Isur Kolel, Isur Mosif, Isur Bas, Achas. And remember we discussed yesterday, the Nekuda Neflah of the Rambam, is Yisr Hana really an Yisr Mosif on an Yisr Achila? Yes, say the source is here, but we said maybe Basa Bachalov is different. So now we say, one second, V'Rebbe Meir, Aliba Deman, who does Rebbe Meir hold like? Meaning, in the following different context, we know there's a sugi in Masecha Shabbos called Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. If I do an Aver B'Shogi, I'm Chayav Karban. But there's an exceptional to the rule. What if I'm involved in a mitzvah? I'm involved in a mitzvah and I didn't realize and I violate. For example, I'm doing bris milah. But by mistake, I did a bris milah of a kid who's supposed to get the bris milah on Sunday. I do it on Shabbat. I do it the day before. So in that case, that's called ta bidvar mitzvah velo asa mitzvah. Because if you do a bris milah too early, it's nothing. You got to do it again. You got to be a tavas dan bris. If I do a bris milah a day late, so then that's okay. That's ta b'dvar mitzvah va'asa mitzvah. So the Gemara says here, in the case of ta b'dvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah. So what exactly is the halacha machlokas tanom, whether you're chayav a karban or not? And the Gemara says, our case in our Mishnah is a case of ta b'dvar mitzvah va'asa mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. Which mitzvah are you doing? We'll talk about it in a second. Marriage. Says the Gemara, I alibad Rabbi Yeshua, if Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yeshua, ha'amar ta b'dvar mitzvah pater. He says, Tabad Rabbi, so you're putter. So here you wouldn't be chayv any of these karbanos. Ela libid Rabbi Eliezer. So you're right. Remeir must hold like the other sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that Tabad Var Mitzvah, the lo asa mitzvah, and you didn't do the mitzvah, so then you would still, right, because you did the wrong woman, you didn't end up doing the mitzvah, so then you would be putter in that, you would be still be chayiv in that case. That is all pshat number one. Let's continue, and then we'll get back to the Rashi calling it a mitzvah. Maybe it's even like Rabbi Yeshua, who says generally tov and bar mitzvah would be putter from a karban, but here is different. Ki kam Rabbi Yeshua tov and bar mitzvah putter When does he say that you're pater? That's a case where you are under pressure. So we understand that you're under pressure, and it's a mitzvah, so we're not going to be make you chayav a karban. What's the pressure? Hani mili gabi tinokos, dizmano bahu. That's a case, like we said, with the two babies. They have two babies. You got mixed up. One's a Shabbos baby, one's a Sunday baby. So somebody's got to get bris milah today. You have to do it today. This time pressure. So there, Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be pater from the karban. Aval hai, kiva dizmano bahu lo. But here you're not under time pressure. So even Rabbi Yeshua would agree you're still chayav the karban chatas in that case. So the Gemara says, Vaharei Truma. What do you mean? De Ein Zman Obo V'Kapata. There's another case. There's a case of eating Truma, where he is not Baho. There's no pressure to eat Truma. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Pater in that case. It's not. The Mishnah says in Trumos. Hayaocha B'Truma V'Nodeshu Ben Gerusho Ben Chalutza. He's eating Truma and he hears that he is a Chalal, which means he's a Yisrael and he's not allowed to eat Truma. Interesting, even Ben Chalutza, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Machayev Karen Bechomash, Rabbi Lezer says you're Chayev, because Tavit Var Mitzvah, for loss of Mitzvah, you're still Chayev, the Onshim, Rabbi Shua Poter. So even in the case of not without time pressure, he says you're Poter. So Gemara says, no, that case could also be time pressure. Ha'in Mer Allah Amar Abibi Bar Abaya Hacha B'Truma Be'erav HaPesach Askinan. There's Man Obol. You're trying to finish up the Truma before Erev Pesach, before the Isser comes in. You don't have to burn it. So there also is a case that you are under time pressure. So the Mishnah could be Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yoshua, and we'll get to a third answer, what the Mishnah could be, soon. But let's just get back to the other case first. The Mishnah called this case a Ta'ah. The Gemara says that our Mishnah is a case of Ta'ah B'Dvar Mitzvah. So again, what mitzvah are you doing? So Rashi on the second medium line says, Miskavin l'dvar mitzvah, Lisa Isha. Right? Marriage. Marriage is a mitzvah. So that is controversial, as we know. It's a major machlokas rishonim, whether getting married is a mitzvah. Everybody agrees to have children is a mitzvah. That's the first mitzvah in the Torah. Puruvu. So everybody agrees that's a mitzvah. Now we'll talk about the details of Puruvu. Where's the Puruvu Gemara's? Yevamos. Later on. But not everybody agrees to that. The Rambam agrees. The Rambam says that getting married is a mitzvah. The Rambam says in a few places in Hilchas Ishus, in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Yud of Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Ishus. Yeah, Perek Gimel is where he says it at most that before you get married, you have to make a berachas hamitzvah. Asher kedushatim b'mitzvah v'svanu al arayos v'aslanos arusos. The Rambam says you say that before you get married. Kiderach shemavarchin al kol hamitzvos. Just like you make a bracha before every mitzvah, so too here. The Ravid there agrees fundamentally. It's a mitzvah, and therefore you should make it beforehand. We switch it, says the Ravid. We don't switch it, but the Ravid says you make it afterwards because she might say no. Right, and therefore you don't want to make a bracha beforehand because she might say no. But fundamentally the Ravid agrees that it's a mitzvah. But who is the famous shita that says it's not a mitzvah? The Rush. The Rush Exubis in the first parak. Perek Aleph Simon Yud Beis, the Rush says getting married is not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparatory stage to a future mitzvah peruvu. But says the Rush, after he quotes the different day, it's about Birchas Erisin, about when you say it. He says, Yesh makshin al nusach brachazu. Lama ein mavarchin asher kedishana b'mitzvah v'tzivanu l'kadesh es ha'isha. Why don't we say a simple Birchas HaMitzvah? Why do we say this strange one? V'sivana arayos, v'aslanos arusos, v'idolanu, right, the whole long lashon. Why don't we just say regular case? V'od, heichan matzinu bracha kazos, shemivarchan al masha asalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since when do we have a bracha on thank Hashem for making this asur to me? V'sivana arayos, why do we say that? V'alo einanu mavarchan, sh'asalanu evir menachai, v'idolanu sashochet, ashashachut. What are we mentioning arayos for? So the Rosh has his famous shita. It's not a berachas mitzvah. It's a berachas shavach v'hodah. Thank you, Hashem, for creating the institution of marriage, which everyone was usher to me beforehand, and now I'm mutter to my wife. V'nirali ki bracha zu, eina bracha lasiyas ha-mitzvah. Ki piri v'rivya hainu, ki im ha-mitzvah. Peruvu is the mitzvah. And he says, if I took a pilegesh, and I had children, I'd also be mechayev the mitzvah. Right? But it is. The Torah says this is the way you should have children. Right? That you should have the Kiddushin before the Puruvu. But that is the Rosh. The Ritzvan Ksubis Tavches has a middle Shita. He says, it's a mitzvah to get married, but this is not a Berachas HaMitzvah. Because it doesn't look like a Berachas HaMitzvah. So why don't you have a separate Berachas HaMitzvah? That's another question. But this is the major machlokas. So according to the Rosh, you know, what would you say, which mitzvah are we talking about here? Right? It says mitzvah. Tabit Bar Mitzvah. The Gemara is relating it to that. So you have to say maybe the Mishnah, the Mitzvah being referred to here is like the Rif here, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, that says the whole Shakla Vatarya here is about the Mishnah in Krisus, not the Mitzvah here, and the Mitzvah is Sreifas Nosar, right? Not the Mitzvah of marriage. Okay, either way, but that's an important discussion. We continue now. So the Gemara says, who is our Mishnah like? Either like Rebbe Meir, who follows Rebbe Eliezer's opinion, or like Rebbe Meir, who follows Rebbe Yeshua's opinion. And now we have third shot. V'ibayis Ema, be'iser bas achas, v'aliba de Rebbe Shimon. Maybe, forget it. We want to say, oh, it's Rebbe Meir who holds all three. Maybe all the Yisurim in the Mishnah were chal at once. Iser bas achas. And it's like Rebbe Shimon. So the Gemara says, one second. Bishlama kulu mishkachas lehu. Fine, you can have all of them. Remember, there's two brothers end up marrying two sisters. So, and they're ish. How do you have all of those aviras chal at once? So the Gemara says, simple. Deshavinu shliach. Mishkachas lehu deshavinu shliach. Veshavu inu shliach. Both the boys and the men and the women made a shliach to marry them off. And one shliach meets the other shliach. And at the same exact moment, they do the Gemara Kedushin. Right? It's one Kedushin. So therefore, at the same time, it's Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach and Achus Isha. So all three. Upaga Shliach B'Shliach. Ela Nida Secha Mishkachas La. What about this or Nida? How could that be Bas Achas with the three other Isurim? So Amarav Amram. Amarav B'Shofas Mitoch Yud Gimel La'achar Yud Gimel L'Chiyuvei Inhu Mitoch Shneimasar La'achar Shneimasar L'Chiyuvei Inhi. At the exact moment that they are being married off, the chiyuv nidus kicks in also. How is that? The case is that the boys were born a year before, they all have the same birthday. They all have the same birthday. These two brothers were twin boys, and these two kalas were twin girls. The brothers were born a year before them. Exactly on the same day. So on the same exact day, these four people become chayiv in mitzvahs. Right? The boys turn 13, and the girls turn 12. At that moment, the women are nida. Shofas from when she was a ktana to when she is a gdola. So at that switch, the well, that day when it starts, at that moment she is a nida. So when does the Isser nida chal upon them? At that exact moment. And they become gedolim at that exact moment. So that's how all of the Yisurim can be chal bibas achas. That is the Mishnah. 2 points. Number one, there is a major discussion in the poskim when a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah. So do we say that she becomes bar mitzvah at the first second of his 13th birthday? Or is it, let's say he's born 2 hours before Shkia. So do we have to wait me'eis la'eis till 2 hours before Shkia on his 13th birthday? That's a machlok, that's achronim. Big nafkamina. If a kid is born 2 hours before Shkia, can he daven Meir the night before? Is he still, for the tzibur. To be motzi them in Mrs. Durabana. So we paskin, most poskim hold lakula. Well, you might call it cool. Hold the shita that says you can go by the night before. Right? When the birthday comes, you don't have to be me'eis la'eis. Pidyon haben, we're not so makel. Pidyon haben is also a machlokas. What does pidyon haben go by? Day 30 days later. So we wait for day 31. Wait for day 31 and make sure it is more than me'eis la'eis. But that is regarding that. But this Gemara sounds like it starts from the first moment. Sounds like that's when the chiyuvim kick in. Because it doesn't say like the kids were born in that second. So you get the impression from this Gemara that it goes from the first moment. What's the source in Halacha for age 13 and age 12? How do we know? What's the source that a girl becomes gedola at age 12 and a boy at age 13? So there are a couple of suggestions in the Mefarshim. Some say the tshuva of the Rosh says it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Okay, part of Shiurin, all Shiurin, the Gemara says in Sukkah, all Shiurin are Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. There is another suggestion. The Bar Tanura writes on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ben Shlosh Esrei Lemitzvos. He quotes a Medrash who says that by Shechem, it says that Vayikhu Shnei Bnei Yaakov, Shimon, Velevi, Achei Dina, Ish Charbo. Each one took their sword. They're called Ish. And if you do the math, they were 13, Shimon and Levi were 13 at the time. So that's why it says Ish Charbo, that's why it's called Ish. Again, the Russian Nechuvin, the Klal Tezayin, says it is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Either way, but that's a couple of suggestions. That's the Masorah that we have. One once heard, why do women become gedolos before boys become gedolim? Right? Why is women age 12? So you might just say it's a metzias. Women become more mature. Girls become more mature earlier than boys. But at root, it might be because Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas first. Right? If you ate from the Eitz Hadas first, no one's heard, never saw it inside. That's why, maybe that's why, right? So sure, her Bina is even, the Bina Yesera that she has, the Gemara says, Bina Yesera, you know, starts even earlier. Okay, let's continue. Also, we don't have time to go into it, but keep in mind, this whole Gemara is all about the Chiyuvim of a Gadol and a Gadola start at age 12 and 13. What happens, this is a Baba Kama Sugya, what happens if a child does something when they're a Katan, and they become a Gadol? Does anything happen? Let's say a child breaks a window when he's 12, and then he becomes a Gadol. Does he have to pay for it now, that he's a Gadol? When a Maisa Aveira of a Katan, this is similar to what we had discussed twice already today, right? Is it an Aveira with a Pter Onshin, or is it not even an Aveira? Right, that also is a big topic, and a lot to mention, right? The Ramah discusses this. The Ramah, brought yesterday, the Ramah in the end of Hilchah Shabbos, in Shin Mem Gimel, I think he discusses these types of cases. Okay, Vaita, let's continue. Mafrishinosa, so what do we do by the women? We separate them, because we want to know if this child's a mamzer. So that's why we separate them. But don't we have a rove, a ruba de lesa kamon, that most women, let's say, or a chazaka, that women do not become pregnant from the first bia anyway, so what are we worried about? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Shabalu Vishanu. No, that, we assume they had two maisa bias that night. So even if the first one couldn't create the pregnancy, maybe the second one did. Just a note, we know that this is not a foolproof. Rashi told us in last week's parsha that Hagar was Nazara, Bia Rishona. So it's not a vadai, it's a rove. It's a rove that's not exactly 100%, but maybe it will be a rove for enough for us to allow them to stay married, to put it back together. But either way, the Gemara says no. If it was more than one maisa bia. One second. Rabbi Chiya says there are 16 karbanas, as we had before. If there were two maisa bias, then there'll be two karbanas. Every maisa bia gets its own karban. Right? There should be 32 karbanos, not just 16 karbanos. Ula Taimech, the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Well, that you really want to focus on each and every chi of karban. According to Rebbe Eliezer, that we're going to have later on, Eliezer holds that every maisa bia itself has many different actions within each maisa bia, within each act, within each maisa bia, you'd be chayav a karban. So two bavis, there's a ton. Every maisa bia, a ton of karbanos. But it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Ella, to be koach rishon kachashiv. The Mishnah is only focusing on the koach rishon. According to Rebbe Lazar, the beginning of the Maisa Bia, so achanami to be a rishona kachashiv. So too, the Mishnah is only listing off Bia rishona. But you're right. There could be more than those karbanos that are really obligated. Okay. Amale Rav Alarav Nachmin. Viha tamar be Bia rishona yabra. Like we just said about Hagar. What about Tamar? Tamar Bia Rishona Nisabra, Yehuda was only with her once, and she became pregnant. Bia Rishona Yabra. Related to Parsha Shavua, not exactly, but we have Lot and his daughters, eventually leading to Yehuda and Tamar. Amar Le, in the lineage of David HaMelech. Amar Le, Tamar Be'etzba Macha. Tamar literally pushed down with her finger, meaning Tamar wanted to become pregnant from Yehuda. She knew she wouldn't have too many chances, just one, and therefore she injured herself, and she was motzi her besulim, so that she would be able to become pregnant the first time. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, kal moacho shel beis Rabbi Tamar Shman. As a nickname, says Rabbi Yitzchak, all the wives in beis Rabbi, Tamar Shman. We call them Tamars. Why do we call them Tamars? Lamanik Rashman Tamar, al shein Tamar Shamacha Betzba. Why do they do that? So the Meiri says, in those days, let's say in the Beis Rebbe, the husbands were in yeshiva all week, they only come back on Shabbos, and the women wanted to make sure that they could get pregnant in the few times that they were able to be with their husbands, so they always try to make sure that they were physically open for their husbands, and that's why we call them Tamars, like Tamar did. Says the Gemara, one second, Tamar was Bibir Rishon of Ahave Erva Onan. She was married twice beforehand in Parshas Vayeshev. Erva Onan, Shimshu Shloka Darkan. No, Erva Onan were not Mishamish in the normal way, which would be Motzi Psulim, which would rupture the hymen of the woman, who was Shloka Darach, not in that spot, and therefore, even though she was married, she was still did not have Bia Rishona, halachically, and therefore she wouldn't be able to become pregnant, and that's why we have to come up with the answer of Be'etz Bamacha. Meisve, is that really true? That's what happened with Erva Onan, Kol Esrim Ba'arba Chodesh. All the halacha is that the 24 months after a baby is born, 24 months, when a baby is born, in the days of the Talmud, we assume that a woman nursed for 2 years. 24 months. And it was considered dangerous for a woman to become pregnant during those 24 months because the milk supply would, her milk supply would go down. There weren't substitutes, right? She didn't go to get formula. So therefore, it was dangerous for her to become pregnant within those 24 months. So, what is the halacha? Dash b'bifim v'zorami b'chutz. Rabbi Elazar says that the husband and wife are allowed to be together when she's nursing, but, he should not be motzi zera inside of her because it's dangerous. Pikuach nefesh. Amarlei, they say back to him, what? Halalaleinu alakamais Erva Onan. That's terrible. That's like what Erva Onan did. And therefore, it shouldn't be done. Question mark. What is that argument saying? That Erva Onan were Bo'al Kederach. Doesn't sound like they were Bo'al Shalom Kederach. Then there wouldn't be any problem of becoming pregnant. Right? It sounds like they were Bo'al Kederach. So, how could the Rabbanan say back to Eliezer in their exclamation that that's for sure not allowed? How could they say, they say Erva Onan, but I thought Erva Onan was Shalom Kederach. So the answer, Kamaise Erva Onan, below Kamaise Erva Onan. Kamaise Erva Onan. It's similar, but not exactly. What they meant by their exclamation is, Kamaise Erva Onan dichsiv, vahaya in Baal Eishes aviv v'shiches artsa. It was Kamaise Erva Onan that they were Motzi Zera Bachutz. Velo Kamaise Erva Onan dilo hasem, Shalom Kederach, vachal Kederach. But the difference, even this case is considered Shalom Kederach, but they were Kederach. But the exclamation wasn't saying that they were Bo'al Kederach. They were Bo'al Shalom Kederach. But the common denominator, which they were arguing about, was the being Motzi Zera Ba'chutz. Let's just continue 2 more minutes, and then we'll make another comment. Bishlama Onan Dichsiv Be'Vishiches Arza. Fine, Onan. I understand why he didn't want to be Motzi Zera inside of Tamar, because he was low. It says it wouldn't be called Nikra al Shmo. He wasn't the Bechor anyway. See, he wasn't interested in having the child. Ella Erminolan, what was his problem? I'm sorry. We'll get to that question. Bishlama Onan. We know from the Pesukim that Onan did this Avera, because it says Dichsiv Be'Vishiches Arza. That's what he did. Ella Erminolan. How do we know that Er did the same Avera? Amar Rav Nachman Yisla Dichsiv Vayamas Gam Oso. Hashem also smote him down. So you know he did the same Avera. Afu Boso Mitzametz. Bishlama Onan Mishum Lolo Yeh Hazara. And that's why he didn't want to have the child. Ela Er my time of Avarachi. Kadesh lo Tesaber V'yachachish Yofya. As Rashi quotes his Ala Torah. Unbelievable. A terrible Kavana. He was more interested in her beauty than having a child. And therefore, he didn't want to make her pregnant. And thus, he wasn't misabah her. So, lamaskana erva onan lamaskana were mishami shelo kedarka, and they what is assumed lamaskana, and that's why Tamar was still a besula, and that's why she had to be ma'acha be'etzba in order to become pregnant with Yehuda. There's a big discussion in terms of bia shelo kedarka. Important Tosfos here. Tosfos has 2 days here. It's what is from this Gemara. It sounds like. It's also l'shami shelo kedarka. The Rabbanan starts screaming, how can you do that? It sounds that way. But Tosfos says, other Gemaras don't say that. The Gemara Nedarim has a line that says, a man and a woman can do whatever they want. Right? That's what it sounds like. A person could be, Adam rotza lasas b'ishto, kol mash Adam rotza lasas b'ishto oseh. So there's a big discussion about bia shelo kedarka halachically. So Tosfos here, this is the Tosfos and Shas, 2 days in Tosfos, where the bia shelo kedarka is a problem only if one is Motzi Zera, what if one is not Motzi Zera? So Tosfos discusses that. Tosfos is in the middle of the Tosfos. Ameri, dehasa mairi below atzah Zera. Deshari, kivan deleka ashchasa Zera, lo avi kemais Erva Onan. Somebody is not Motzi Zera, then it's mutter. But if one is Motzi Zera, it's aser, shelo kedarka. V'odo meri, delo chashev kemais Erva Onan, ela kishemiskavin lahashchiz Zera. V'rugya lasos kein tamid, avol ba'akroi ba'almo, mis'ave lavo al ishto shelo kedarka, shari. But if it's not something that one always does, what does akroi mean? What does tamid mean? That's a good question. Not 100% clear. Either way, the Beis Yosef, quoting this discussion, Evan Ezer says, kashe lahakel. It's kasha to quote one day in Tosfos against the pashas of many Rishonim and many Gemaras that don't make any chilukim. The Beis Yosef says at the end of Simon Chaf Hey, Dover kashu lahatir lola li kashel, potzazel of atala filu bakroi. Right, this of potzazel of atala is such a terrible aveira. The beginning of the second parak in Nida talks about the unique, terrible nature of this aveira. It's like shvichas damim. To be mosi zero levatala, so he says shomer nafsho yirchak mizeu mikayotzi bazeh. So it's better not to rely on any. You find one rishon that has a kula, says the Beis Yosef, we should not rely on it. The big sugi has come up. What if it's not levatala? What if there is a tzarech? Right, that's when you need the big guns. That's when you need the major leaguers of the poskim. In a case of, let's say, tzarech fertility, right, a husband and wife are having issues, and you're going to do artificial insemination and all these other cases where. Bizman hazeh, Baruch Hashem, 90% of fertility issues can be solved, so to speak. You got to figure out how to do it, and it's very expensive. V'chulu, v'chulu. So the post can figure out if you want to do a test, you want to test the zera of the husband. How do you procure the zera? It's a huge discussion. And what's levatala? What's not levatala? How do you do it? So that's a major discussion relating to these issues. Again, this is the part of the Gemara. Tanur Rabanan, last section for today. Osop. So now we're getting into Tumah. We know the halacha is that Shichva Zera is Tameh. So, says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Osa Prat Lakala, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Osa, the word Osa appears by the pasuk of Isha, Rashi quotes it, Isha ki asher yishkaves Isha, Shichva Zera, says Osa, that it is Metameh. Prat Lakala, a Kala does not become Tameh with Bia Rishona. Wow. From the Shichva Zera, because the Maisa Bia is usually Matami. So, not a Kala, says Rabbi Yehuda Vacham, Omrim, no. Pra'la Shaloka Darka. The Shaloka Darka is not called a Bia. But a Kala, why should a Kala be excluded? Omrim, lay Hon, Bereder of Nachman, Lur of Nachman. Rashi knows that this is an unusual name. So Rashi says, Hon, Shem Chacham. Right? Name of a person. So, Hon says to Rav Nachman, Lema Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Torah Chasal, Tachshite Kala. The Kala has all this beautiful makeup on. What, the Torah is being made? Oh, the Torah doesn't want to have to go to the mikvah because she has all this makeup on. That's why she's not metame? I mean, it's like rhetorical. Like, why should she not be metame from the Shechva Zera? Amar lei, lefi she'ein isha misaberes, mi bia rishona. Wow. Because she can't become pregnant for bia rishona. Rashi says, v'lo Shechva Zera karinan bei, de'ein roi lahazria. Wow. Mitzad the husband is all the same Zera. But mitzad the wife, the tumah of the shichva zera, the tumah of the bia, only is if it's royal his aber. Amazing statement. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds, we don't pass in this way, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not matami. But my kamiflegi, what's the root machlokes? How you darshan? Rabbanan savri shichva zera, the tumah of shichva zera, it's pralaha ara, is excluding where you only started the maisa bia and you weren't mosi zera. So then there's no tumah there. Osa pratla shalokadarka. Rabbi Yehuda savar, no. Shalokadarka va'ra mi shechva zera nafka. Both of those are excluded from shechva zera. Osa pratla kala. That is being excluded, lekala. So that's the osa. Okay, on the next Gemara, the next sugya starts with Kiyasa, that's coming up, where the woman isn't married for 10 years, v'chulu, important sugyas, and tomorrow again starts the fourth parak in Masechet Yevamos, parak Acholes. It's a jam-packed parak. Acholes goes for 15 blot. It's a big parak all the way to Daf Nun. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll start that. Again, tomorrow's daf will be uploaded, and we'll start with that on Sunday.